I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly did, made a commitment to Michael this spring, and paid him, and to pay him.
Is that English?
What's that?
What Jerry Jones just said.
Yes. Michael Parson.
Yeah, first off, learn the guy's name. His name is Micah.
That's incredible.
Micah.
Yeah, Yeah.
Not Michael.
He told you everything that happened. He undercut the agent, and he went to Michael personally.
Yep.
Michael.
Michael.
He went to Michael personally.
So disrespectful.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Michael listened to his agent. Because let me tell you, people, what Jerry is doing is disrespectful on so many different levels. He know that man's name. Go back and look at some of the old cuts where he pronounced his name the right way.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. That's what you call sneak dissing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's out there sneak dissing by not pronouncing your name the right way and doing all the stuff that you're doing. And then how many press conferences have you seen with a player of his caliber get talked about so bad after he leaves about how much he was a liability? If he was so much of a liability, you should have let him go when he started asking for money in the first place.
Right.
You're mad because it didn't work out your way. You know what you're mad? You're mad because his agent had the audacity to challenge you. Like, that's what we're talking about. His agent, Micah Parsons' agent, had the audacity to stand up to you and tell you, no, this ain't what we doing.
Right.
And so that's why he's mad.
And this is the thing. And the things Jerry Jones is saying aren't adding up here, and they're not making sense. And we'll get back to the phones in a second. I want to get on the Phillies, whether we overreacted to the Mets series or not. And also, are the Eagles in class that are in the NFC? You're welcome to. But first, I want to let you hear a little bit from Jerry Jones. And Jerry Jones yesterday, trying to do damage control after this trade. First, here was Jerry talking about what this trade means for the Cowboys.
Decided that it was in the best interest of our team to take the consideration that we have. We appreciate his 4 years, but we can take that consideration and we can win in our minds more than had we gone the other route and signed. That's not a negative on Micah. That's just unique to our circumstances.
Now, that's BS, that this is in the best interest of the Cowboys, because if that was true, then you would have just traded him before the draft.
Yeah.
Like, you would have traded in the offseason. You were trying to get a contract done with him, like, last week.
Yeah.
You wanted to get a contract done with him. So this clearly isn't what you thought was in the best interest of the team.
No, it's not. It's the audacity for somebody to try to stand up to you. That's what this is, man. Yeah, you cannot tell me any different. And you went out and you got Michael Irvin because you and Michael are cool. And you tried to win this in a court of public opinion by saying, well, the agent told me to kiss his butt. Why did he tell you to kiss his butt, Jerry? Because obviously you did something that was disrespectful. That they, you know what, they have too much dignity. Him and Micah have too much dignity to tell you how the real negotiations went down. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I'm interested to hear Micah Parsons' side of this story, which I'm sure we'll hear at some point.
He should write a book.
He really should. But here was more, and this was just incredible, because, you know, getting to the pass are very important in this day and age in the NFL, but not to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones focused on something different from his defense.
But the facts are, specifically, we need to stop the run. And we haven't been able to stop the run at key times for several years. And when you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, then the way to mitigate that pass rush is to run at you. If the pass rush doesn't get you ahead pretty big time and you're playing even or behind, then you've really got a problem in stopping the run.
It is 2025 in the NFL. It's a passing league. We all know that.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones, no, I don't want one of the best pass rushers in NFL history. I want to get a 30-year-old defensive tackle in Kenny Clark because we need to stop the run. That's what we need to do.
I didn't catch that he called him Michael again.
Yeah, that was a pretty strong Michael.
It's meant to be disrespectful. Don't get it twisted. He did that on purpose. Everything that Jerry Jones does at this point when it came to Micah Parsons, it was personal. The fact that he started calling him Michael from the gate was meant to be disrespectful.
I just don't think he's that calculated.
No,
I think he's losing it, man.
He's losing it.
It's probably a little bit of both.
It's an old guy thing to mess up names.
It's a little bit of that because I do it on a daily basis. But still, for him in this situation, like Kyle, if you're negotiating with somebody, and if you're serious about keeping them there, that's the first thing you're going to do. You know what? You know why Steph Curry is not with Nike? Because when Nike went to go negotiate with him, they kept calling him the wrong name. They kept calling him, was it Stephen?
Stephen.
Or something, but his name is Stephen.
Yes.
Curry.
Yes.
And they disrespected him by calling him the wrong name. It's a big deal, man.
Weren't you screwing up somebody's name when you were on New York radio station?
Oh yeah, and that's why he got upset.
whose name?
I was called. I was calling Brandon Tierney.
You were calling him Brian,
and I was
right?
calling BT. Him Brian.
Oh, okay.
But well, that's, but in my know, in my defense, not great. In my defense, he never corrected me.
Oh, that's great.
And when I found out that I did it, he never invited me on the show again. So I own that one because I can't. But you know what?
And the day that I talked to him,
I had just got off the phone with Brian Westbrook.
Okay,
so Brian was in the on the top of my brain. No, I'm just saying what it was.
Brandon Westbrook.
But he didn't correct me because he was on with Tiki.
Maybe he had Michael Irvin on his mind, Jerry.
I don't know, but it's. But the bottom line is this, is that when you do that, it's meant to be disrespectful. Just like say if I'm out and like, you know, we were talking about short kings earlier.
Yeah. Yep.
I will go like if somebody if I feel like I'm being disrespected, I'll say, hey, little fella. You know what I'm saying? Please, I will do that.
Please like, don't call me little fella.
No, I wouldn't do you
all
like
right,
that.
Thank you.
But yeah, because like, for example, last night. You know, we're at the game, University of Delaware game, right? So the security guard was there, right? And he said, "Oh, he said you played for the Birds, right?" And he was like, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, I did." He said, "Hollis Thomas."
Oh no!
I said, "No, I'm not Hollis Thomas." And he said, "Well, who are you?" I said, "None of your business, because if you don't know who I am, you don't need to know."
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know who I am, that's fine. You don't have to know. You don't have to. But don't say with conviction that I'm somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then come back and ask me who I am.
Right. And this is the thing. Jerry Jones has known this guy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
For 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't, you don't do that because it's the, that's just like Jeffrey Lurie calling Jalen Hurts Jaquan Hurts or Jaquan. Well, you know what I mean?
I think that's it might your, be a little different than
but
that.
But no, it's the same thing. Yeah, it's like Jaquan, if he said Jaquan.
Yeah.
Or Jalen or whatever, he mispronounced his name. You know what I mean?
No,
well, hold on. Maybe he's mixing him up with Saquon.
Or if he say Nolan Smith calling him Noah Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not my name.
That's a little more.
It's disrespectful, man. It's like, I know for a lot of people, it might be not that big of a deal. If you call me the wrong name, then your best bet is not to say nothing else to me. Because I'm not going to, anything after that, I'm not responding to. Because it's disrespectful. It's real disrespectful. Jerry knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he knew exactly what he was doing.
That's where I push back.
Well, I think
he did.
I'm with you.
I think he did.
I think it's a little bit.
Do any of his actions lately lead you to believe that he knows what he's doing?
So let me ask you this, Kyle. If Jerry's that absent-minded and he's the leader of the Dallas Cowboys and you are trying to sign your player, how about your old ass get a cue card and write his name on the cue card. Just write Micah in big, also, bold, like, letters.
Where I'll agree is I don't think he cares enough to do that.
That's what I'm saying. He made it personal.
But, like, I guess the way you're painting it is, though, it's calculated and malicious in that way.
It is.
Which I don't see that.
I think the man's
just losing it.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think he's absolutely losing it. Like, he's an old guy. Old guys mess up names. But to the other point, he doesn't care enough to get it right. Like, he doesn't care enough to, like, make a point to get it right.
Like, Michael and Micah is at least, like, we've heard way worse butcherings before.
Yeah.
By people who call the station.
Castellanos.
And even by you, Hugh. Like, I mean.
But it's not, it's in this situation, Kyle, it's not, I hear what you're saying, and you're right, because, and we do that tongue in cheek.
Joe Camerata.
But when you're negotiating with somebody, it's a sign of disrespect. And you have to do better. Like, it's meant to be disrespectful.
So, yeah, obviously he has to do better. I guess, like, the only spot I'll disagree in is that I think he's just losing his mind.
Yeah.
The man's in his 80s.
I hear what you're saying, but I you cannot convince me. This whole thing, when you go back, and if you connect the dots with this whole story, the fact that he went behind the agent's back, the fact that he tried to litigate this in the court of public opinion.
Yes. It was ridiculous.
All of this is calculated to me.
The bottom line is, either way, Jerry Jones should not be running the Cowboys anymore.
And I mean, who's going to stop you?
No, nobody's going to stop
Steven,
him. Steven? And that's great.
Stephen?
Yeah, Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones?
Stop him. Well, his son and himself, he corrected himself in the thing and, you know, made sure he said Micah.
Yeah, because
Steven at one point was like Micah.
Yeah,
like I think he just screwed the name up. Everything else, I agree. Like, it's negotiating tactics, and I think to some degree at least, like, he's dealt with those situations before. He's negotiated tons of contracts. He let the Dak thing go up to opening day last year, or was it the year before? The CD thing. Like, he's been in the spot before, so the negotiating stuff is calculated. Screwing up the guy's name, I think it's just like he's being an old guy.
Those other two guys. I think the situation was a lot different than the one that he was in with Micah.
Well, clearly, yeah,
because of the fact that he went behind the agent's back to try to get a deal done. That's the thing that we're not talking about. That's the big part of it about this that I believe is going on. The fact that he admitted that he had a deal done with Michael, or he talked to Micah about doing a deal, and it had a...
Did you just call him Michael?
I called him Micah.
Yeah.
I called him Michael.
Well, he got it right.
But hell, I'm not... But you know what? If I call him Michael, I don't care. I'm not trying to sign him.
No, it was just handled horribly to Hugh's point about the agent. Like, one of the big deals in the NFL, if you're going to run an organization, if you're going to be a GM, if you're going to negotiate contracts, you need to have good relationships with these agents. And the fact that he doesn't do that is crazy to me.
And you know what's funny? Because the one thing as an agent, as an NFL agent that you want to do is you don't want to burn bridges. Jerry Jones burnt a bridge.
Absolutely.
He burnt a bridge. And now, when the Dallas Cowboys get another player of that caliber, negotiations are probably going to break down.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a terrible, terrible, terribly handled situation by the Cowboys. No question about it. 215-592-9494.
I got to tell you.
If you want to get in.
I think you called him Michael.
Let me hear
you. Oh, my God.
I said it fast, but I said Michael.
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
I give you the benefit of the doubt.
But I hear what you're saying. But again, I am not negotiating with Micah Parsons. I'm not trying to sign him. You know, the worst thing that I could do is in a negotiation situation. That's just like if I'm negotiating with the radio station. And I did this when I first got here. I called Yad. David Yagaroff, I called him Yad or Yaz. He said, no, it's Yad.
Yeah, that's not good.
How'd you get the job?
Yeah, that's not good.
No, but he let me know immediately that I pronounced his last name wrong.
Or if you're calling Rob.
Yes. But the point is this. Yad knew exactly. He said, I pronounced it wrong, and he corrected me, and I never did it again. because that was because he perceived it as disrespectful.
Right.
And I picked up on that.
Right.
And I never did it again.
I'll give you about 30 more years. Buddy.
I do wonder how many times behind closed doors, you know, this has happened with Jerry Jones, calling him Michael, but unbelievable. Yeah. Just unbelievable situation. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
UTK, Kyle, what's up?
What's up,
going
Terrence?
On, man?
Man, they need to check the water down in Dallas, man. First they traded Luka. Now they trading Michael. Nah, but to me, man, it's a shame when you got an organization, a bunch of yes men. Jerry Jones don't care about winning no more. This guy, I want to touch on the Phillies real quick, but I want to touch on Jerry Jones because this organization in Dallas is a disaster. He went the whole offseason with his contract dispute with Michael Parsons to only trade him before the season starts. He wanted their attention. This guy is he's going senile. Somebody need to check him into a home somewhere because he's losing it, and his son and everybody around him is a bunch of yes men. So Dallas, man, they're a disaster. That only opens it up for the Eagles to run all over these guys next Thursday night. So let's get it.
Well, I don't know, Terrence. I mean, they got a 30-year-old defensive tackle in Kenny Clark. I'm worried they're going to be able to stop the run better now.
They'll stop it.
Gotta stop the run.
All right, I'm not impressed, TK. I know you like the little Forrest War bombs, the 19 rounds.
Little.
I'm not impressed. I don't care because I want the same energy when we play the Mets, and I want the same energy in the postseason. It shouldn't take being at home and not playing the Mets to have this kind of outcome. You know what I mean? Because you're going to have to play on the road in the playoffs, and there's an 80% chance. If the Mets do make the playoffs, we're going to have to play them either way. So I'm not impressed. What was his energy when the bully was here, when the bully was around? We got Debo for 3 straight games. But when they leave, we hitting again. When they leave, we hitting again. I want to see the same energy, TK, Kyle, Hugh. I want to see when the postseason, when the lights the brightest, when we got to play the Mets and these top teams, I want to see. We all know this team is talented. We know this team can hit. We need this team to unlock that. When we're facing these other big time teams.
Well, Terrence, I get it, and I understand what you're saying, but the bottom line is, like, the series happened. Like, there's nothing they can do to erase it. There's nothing else they can do right now except bounce back against the team that they're playing. And after that series, I mean, the fact they came back, scored 19 runs, I think is a positive sign.
Well, TK, the Mets were trash. The Braves were trash. They might be getting a trash pitcher. And I know you say they played Seattle. Seattle is average to me. I don't even think Seattle's going to end up making the playoffs. So we should have, like, next week when we play these guys, we got to go in there smelling blood, what we didn't do this time. And I know, only thing I'll say in their defense is this whole week coming up without Wheeler was the first 4 weeks of the new rotation. So it was the first time Sanchez was being the first number one starter on the road. He never done that before, you know. So I'll give him a pass this time to get comfortable in a rotation because, guys, like it or not, Sanchez is going to have to get comfortable playing on the road, whether he likes it or not, because he's become, you know, the number one ace now because on our team. So it can't just be at home. We're going to have to win some games on the road. I know, like, the home cooking and all this other stuff, but we have to have the same mentality on the road and when we play the Mets and when we play this other team because, you know, it's not going to get any easier. It's going to be a tough road coming down. And our best is going to have to come through if we're going to want to win this thing.
Yeah, and the big thing is they need to get that 2 seed. I mean, that's the most important thing, Terrence. Yeah. What do you have for for our Tri-Day Friday? What are you bringing to a barbecue?
See, man, this is what you got to do, man. You got to bring, first of all, bring some cognac. You got to bring some banging, some bombs. My dad makes some, I don't know if I had some macaroni salad before.
Macaroni salad.
You
got to
make some girls, man.
Well, a ton of answers there, Terrence. Too many.
That was like 5 different things.
Yeah, I mean,
wait a minute. I heard macaroni salad.
Cognac, macaroni salad, women.
And girls.
Yeah,
come on, Terrence. I'm disappointed. Terrence knows how to play the game, right? Maybe I should have cut him off earlier.
That was cheap, yep.
What is macaroni? I'm trying to remember what macaroni salad is.
Well, let's workshop this.
And now I'm
trying to remember.
Have you ever heard of, like, pasta salad?
I don't see, like, salads like that at barbecues. I don't really fool with those too much.
Okay. They're pretty frequent,
it's pasta
though.
Salad. Like, it's not like a...
Oh, so that's what macaroni basically is, pasta salad?
Yeah.
What else would it be?
But it's a macaroni type of salad.
I mean, what's in it? Celery? I'm pretty sure
mayo.
Celery. Of course, mayo. That's like the staple.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what is in macaroni salad. I got to figure that out.
All right.
I'm about to rack my
brain.
I'm having a pop-pop moment.
I'll tell you what. I'm disappointed in Terrence for giving such bad answers. Maybe I'm validated in the way I ran him before the Aziz Ojolari interview.
Yeah, that was a
couple weeks ago.
He threw out like 50 things.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, we'll get to more of your calls on all this stuff when we get back. Phillies and whether we overreacted to the Mets series. Eagles and whether they're clearly the top team in the NFC at this point. Packers got a lot better with that trade yesterday. We get to more of your calls. Plus, we'll hear some of the craziest coping from Dallas dealing with the Micah Parsons thing and Michael Irvin's reaction as well. You won't want to miss this. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Get excited, people. Week one kicks off next Thursday. Let's take a look at the latest pro football injury report presented by Fanatic Sportsbook. A.J. Brown is back in the fold for the Eagles. Hopefully this year, he'll have a better year than he had last year. Last year, he had 67 receptions, 1,079 yards, and 7 TDs. So we're hoping for more out of that this year. That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatic Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play. Download the app today. And this football season, where else would you want to be other than Fanatic Sportsbook, the home of Fair Play, protecting all football pro player prop bets across straight parlays and SGPs all season long from any first half injury. 30 minutes of player prop protection on all bets, giving an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Protect your parlays from injuries. Switch to the sportsbook that will always have your back across the first half for all pro football games. Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.